Father God, thank you for your love. Thank you for loving us before we even knew you. Thank you for pouring out your peace into our hearts. And Father, we ask this morning that you will take what is said and weave it into our very fabric of existence, that we may be changed. In Jesus' name. Amen. Why are we so small in number? Anyone got any answers?
Christianity unpopular.
Anyone else? You've got an answer? No? Christianity unpopular. You got an answer, Lance? What has made Christianity unpopular?
Selfishness.
Selfishness. Ooh, I like that. I like that. How many people these days trying to get the best selfie have accidentally slipped and fallen to their death? We become very self-obsessed, don't we? Let's go back to the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. When we become self-obsessed, we're putting ourselves before God. We have another God before him. We worship ourselves. Forget the fact that we are created, that we are but clay, and our only reason for existence is his spirit dwells within us. He gives us breath. When he says, enough, we die. I think we should be putting our focus on the one who gives us life. But how can we do that? How do people come to Christ? Any ideas? I know this is a new experience for you, a conversational service. Any ideas on how people come to find Christ?
Through the witness of others.
Through the witness of others. Good. That's actually the greatest way that people come to know Christ. Not through church, but through the witness of others. You know, when Jesus ascended into heaven, he actually told the disciples to wait in Jerusalem until that which was promised should come. And they did. Now there's a passage to be read right now from the book of Mark. And a friend of mine is here this morning to read it.
Mark 16:15-20. He said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. And these signs will accompany those who believe. In my name, they will drive out demons. They will speak in new tongues. They will pick up snakes with their hands, and when they drink deadly poison, it will not hurt them at all. They will place their hands on sick people, and they will get well." After the Lord Jesus had spoken to them, he was taken up into heaven, and he sat at the right hand of God. Then the disciples went out and preached everywhere, and the Lord worked with them and confirmed his word by the signs that accompanied him.
Thanks, Rob. That was personal witnessing. They may say, "Oh gee, I don't know if I can do that." That's a responsibility of each of us, actually. Each of us. It's not Lance's responsibility to bring people into this church. He's there to steer the ship. We're the fishers of men, but so often we've become keepers of the aquarium. We need to get out and be fishers of men. That's a scary prospect, isn't it? I see some heads nodding. Yes. Rob, I'm going to ask you to share something now about going down to the restaurant or the food area and praying for someone. Surprise. So they put him in Picton Anglican Church and left him there for 43 years in one church. That he impacted thousands of people. I went there for one reason, to ask Barry to pray for me for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, the fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit. Now, I had the Holy Spirit in my life, but I wasn't staying under the flow of that Spirit. And Barry prayed for me. And I was baptized in the Holy Spirit then. And Pam, my wife, she fought against it for 2 years. And she said, "You're speaking in tongues, that's off, it's off." And she just went through the Word of God until she came to the passage in Corinthians, forbid not the speaking in tongues. And she said, "Lord, I'm wrong. Forgive me." And she took off. She received an infilling from God. And she became a real powerhouse. Now, when you're living under the flow of the Holy Spirit, God will touch your life. Your communication with God is a relational matter. You'll talk with God. God will talk with you. You'll know the voice of God in your life. He'll guide you. He'll lead you. He'll direct you. And He'll empower you in ways that often we don't understand. Ways that he understands. When I was looking at the hymns for this service today, I thought, gee, those hymns couldn't have been chosen better. And I found Sarah and I asked if she chose the hymns. She said yes. Now, when I looked at those hymns initially, I thought, gee, I would love to have Liz singing those hymns as well. And Sarah said to me, "Oh, by the way, Liz is going to be singing the hymns." And I was just out of it with ecstasy. Because God had given me direction, but He'd already taken care of it. And that's what living in the Spirit is. Knowing that every step of your life is for Him. What do you think our purpose in life is? Any answers?
Reproduce.
Yes, it is. Yes?
Other people ask me this question.
But that's true though. What did God say? Be fruitful and multiply.
First He said, "I know what God will be."
Yes? So what do you think our purpose in life should be?
Good luck.
Good luck.
Yes. If you're good, you're very lucky.
Okay. What do you think makes us acceptable to God?
Oh, our intelligence. That's what He's produced. He must be pretty proud of it.
That wasn't the context of the reading in Isaiah. He was quite upset about Israel. Can I put to you that our purpose in life is to glorify God? to have a relationship with God such that we glorify Him. And what makes us acceptable to God? Absolutely nothing on our part. We cannot make ourselves acceptable to God. God's acceptance of us is through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. When He bore our sin and opened the way for us to re-enter the relationship that Adam and Eve had with God. That's love. That is love. I'm going to lead you in a prayer now. And if you want a deeper relationship with God, I'm going to ask you to say this prayer after. Dear Father in heaven, I'm sorry for my sin. I'm sorry for the shortcomings in my life. I thank You for Your forgiveness. And Father, I want a deeper relationship with You. And I ask You to fill me with Your Spirit, to change my focus in life, and to give me Your power to witness for You going forward from this day. I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, whom I love forever. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you mean business with God. And I'd ask you to talk to Lance or myself afterwards. And we'll support you. Right now we're going to sing again. In Christ alone. In Christ alone.